Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God written in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 1. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Can there be anything as sweet as God uttering that I am innocent in His eyes? Nothing refreshes the weary sinner more than the pardoning proclamation of my Lord, whose love for me is limitless. His utterance of my innocence astounds me, for I know that this is the opposite of what I deserve. God's holy law unleashes the unsettling truth that I stand convicted of my many sins in His righteous courtroom. So too, my conscience constantly reminds me of my corrupt nature that makes me an enemy of the just judge of all. I can only conclude with the Apostle Paul that I am a wretched man, bound for the eternal ruin of hell. Instead of proclaiming my ruin, God promises my rescue. The Lord provided the perfect rescuer, His innocent Son, Jesus Christ. In unspeakable love, He carried all my guilt to Calvary's cross and suffered the wrath of God for every one of my wretched offenses. He was condemned in my place to pay the complete price for my sins. Christ is my everlasting comfort. He is my only refuge in which I am able to withstand every accusation of the devil and all the consternation of my conscience. God does not promise me an earthly life of ease and freedom from all misfortune. What He does promise is far greater than any treasure the world can provide. He grants me the marvelous gift of faith to grasp the glorious promise of pardon and peace that are mine in Jesus alone. If ever I begin to doubt the fact that I am freely and fully forgiven, the gracious hand of God points me again to the unfailing words of His glorious gospel. There He declares with eternal certainty, "There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." The Lord's infinite love for me deserves my endless thanks and praise. O gracious Lord, Your eternal gospel wondrously declares my innocence in Jesus. Grant me a firm faith to always believe and reflect that truth in the freedom of my new life in Christ. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.